This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us right here on Biz Talk Radio, and it is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and joining me today, our first guest is Eli McVie. He's a research editor at Marijuana Business Daily. And Eli, it would be remiss for me and for my audience to not talk about the fact that many states are thinking about banning vaping. Massachusetts has already gone ahead and done it. San Francisco, New York City, many cities have already said no more vaping, let's take it off the market. Give us the latest of what's happening with this evolving and volatile story, please, and welcome. It's nice to have you with us right here on Cannabis Talk.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I think you hit the highlights there. We've seen action at the state and local levels where, you know, we could see action even at the federal level. This is a public health, crisis is probably the right word. We're seeing, I think the number of vape-related illnesses has now climbed over 1,000. We've certainly seen vape-related deaths. This is an issue that is a serious matter of public health, and I think a lot of city, state, and local governments are acting accordingly.
Do you think this is the right move to take all vaping products off the market? Because I've been very open about my position here, Eli, and I'm curious to hear what yours is, but I personally feel that this is an overreaction. I feel that we don't have enough information, that we don't know all of the circumstances to the deaths. Was it tainted THC? Was it CBD? Is it nicotine? We don't know enough about the story, in my opinion, to be banning it. I think we need to put more regulations on who is being sold the products. I don't know, but I just feel, why aren't we banning opioids when 80,000 people are dying every single, 80,000 to 100,000 deaths every year? Why isn't that happening?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that this is probably a bit of a knee-jerk reaction, and we've seen a lot of people in the industry voice those same concerns. I think it doesn't help the marijuana industry's case that we don't have any sort of standardized testing and regulation practices. When a retailer says they don't stock any products that have this vitamin E acetate or any sort of additives, they're telling you what the manufacturer told them. They don't know. There's no testing around that. So, like I said, it just doesn't help our case. We can't say for sure what's in these products. Now, the research does suggest, limited research that we've had, does suggest that people are getting sick from vape products that they brought in the illicit market. And it's likely the case that, most, if not all products in the legal market are going to be safe. But again, we just don't know for sure. You and I both know how confusing the marijuana industry can be with this lack of any sort of overarching regulation. So when you've got, lawmakers and regulators that come in that don't know much about the industry, this is, where they're going to go. They don't have time or they don't have the specific knowledge to come in here and try to, really enact very targeted regulations. They're just saying, we know vape products are getting people sick, let's ban them all. I agree, that's certainly an overreach. It's not going to stop people from vaping. If anything, it could, drive even more people into the black market where these products are getting
people
sick.
I was just going to say, here we go back into prohibition. I think that the vaping industry needs to clean up its act. I think they need to get some of the toxins that they're using and get them out of these products because they have deleterious effects to our health. There's no doubt about it. But there are dispensaries that are selling products that are helping people. And they are not made with the toxins. They are not using the chemicals. And to put everybody in the same boat and to zip up the bag and put it in the shelf again is just disgusting and irresponsible. And I just can't believe this is happening. And there's a lot of lawsuits right now. And I know that there was some protests yesterday here in Boston, but there are some lawsuits that are going on universally. And so explain to us a little bit about what you've been covering at the publication at Marijuana Business Daily.
So me particularly, I've been keeping a closer eye on, you know, vape sales. You know, how is this all, you know, impacted the sale of vape, you know, vape products?
Oh yeah, how is it
licensed? So it varies by state. I mean, unquestionably, we've seen, you know, since the first vape-related death was reported in late August, if you just kind of look at vaporizer product share of the recreational cannabis market, if you track that over time, you see kind of right when that death happened, vape share of the market really starts to decline. And in some states, the decline has been more rapid and more substantial than others. But yeah, across all recreational states, we've seen vape share of the market decline, and it continued to decline really for about for the next 4 weeks after late August. We've seen it, the share declines really start to level off, and in some cases, vape share of the market is starting to tick back up. But it is clear that it's had an effect on sales, likely going to, you know, if we see the ban in Washington State take place on flavored vape products, that's going to have a substantial impact on vape sales. We know for sure that a lot of the top-selling vape products in Washington State are made with some sort of flavoring added to them. It remains to be seen how this is going to affect vape sales in the long term, but at least, yes, over the last 4 to 6 weeks, sales have really taken a toll due to the vape-related illnesses and deaths.
Do you think that this is going to really and truly impact the industry? And tell me what you guys at MBD are thinking about Marijuana Business Daily.
You were asking about how it was going to impact the industry at large. Is that your question?
Yes.
I mean, there's been cries for federal legalization, in light of all these illnesses. I think that's going to fall on deaf ears. I do think it's going to be a step in the right direction for more regulation and transparency as it comes to what's in marijuana products. Maybe we get some more effort, more momentum around some sort of industry standard when it comes to testing. Even though we see vape share of the market decline, that doesn't mean people are just, you know, if they were a regular user of a vape product, it doesn't mean they're just going to stop going to a dispensary. They'll transition their consumption over to another category, likely flower. So again, I don't think this is going to have a huge effect on the marijuana industry as a whole in terms of its impact on sales. And I think ultimately is going to lead to more transparency and regulation on what's in the products people are consuming. And I think that's a good thing. It's just a matter of weathering the short-term instability and making sure people feel comfortable buying the products that they find at a licensed dispensary.
Eli, you've been doing research for Marijuana Business Daily for a while, and this is a very big story. We thank you for sharing with us today and giving your insights on what's really happening in the industry. We want to keep abreast of all of this. On another note, where do you see, if I were to ask you, in 5 years, where are we going? What's the conversation going to be like?
With vape products specifically?
Just in general, in the industry itself. I'm just curious on what your take is going to be.
5 years. I've been in the industry here for about 3.5 years. Ever since I've been in here, I've heard talk that banking reform and federal legalization are just around the corner. We are definitely made significant progress on marijuana banking reform. I don't know where federal legalization efforts are going to be in 5 years. I think a lot of that hinges on how this election
goes. I'm going to have to invite you back for the rest of the answer because we're out of time, and that's always a good thing. We'd love to have you back, Eli. Give us the website.
Yeah, happy to do so.
Go ahead, give us the website.
Yeah, you can go ahead and follow all of our coverage at mjbizdaily.com. We'll have everything you need to know about the vaping crisis and the marijuana industry at large.
And we will be back in a moment. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back. It's Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Joining me is my good friend Mark Goldman, partner at Hemp Public Relations and hemppublicrelations.com. It's a firm that helps individuals and businesses and the cannabis industry to achieve greater visibility in the public eye through the media. And their services include TV, radio, and newspaper placements. And we do, Mark and I do business roundups, and we do fascinating stories. And we do it on this show because there are so many stories it's hard to keep up. And I'm loving the first story you're bringing to us today, because this banking piece has been, obviously, I don't know how the industry has even survived all these years, because many of you do not know that many of the cannabis and CBD companies have a very hard time with credit cards, with banking issues, and no one wants to touch them. And so, Mark, this is very exciting. You're bringing us the first huge story about the banking, and tell us what it is.
This is, hey Frankie, thank you so much for having me on, first and foremost. Secondly, this is a huge, huge story. This bill generally prohibits a federal banking regulator from penalizing a marijuana or a cannabis or hemp institution for providing banking services to legitimate marijuana-related businesses. I mean, this is huge. The House of Representatives passed a standalone marijuana reform bill for the first time in history just this week. The chamber advanced a legislation which would protect banks that service the cannabis industry from being penalized by federal regulators, and this vote was great. It was 321 to 103. This is huge for banks. This is huge for the marijuana, cannabis, hemp industry all over the country. And finally, the government is stepping in and doing the right thing for the banking and for the marijuana, cannabis, hemp community.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So what's the next step in this, Mark? Do you know?
You know what? It passed the House. I believe it just has to pass the Senate, and then the president signs it. We're good to go. But you know what? As you know, they passed a big hemp bill this year already. So hopefully everybody who's interested in growing businesses in America will sign on for this, and really it'll be a win-win for everybody. I mean, the banks will make more money. The hemp, cannabis, marijuana folks will have a place to put their money, and everything will be legal, legit, and good.
Wonderful. That's very exciting news. Very, very exciting news.
Absolutely. I gotta be honest. When I saw this this week, I was so happy for them, for the banking people, and also just for the hemp, marijuana, and cannabis community and the businesses out there that can now really do the right thing and utilize banking in the
absolutely.
Right way.
Absolutely. 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 And besides the fact that you're a spectacular PR person, you have been very open about your use of cannabis. And many people listening to you would never, ever know that you have a condition, a medical condition, that cannabis helps you with. So share with everyone.
Well, as you know, I have Tourette's, and I utilize not through a medical card, because it's illegal here in New York, or not 100% there yet here in New York, but I utilize marijuana, and that helps me out with my Tourette's. It really alleviates part of me, a lot of my stress, and just helps out overall. I do it recreationally, but when it comes time, hopefully I can do it medically as well.
I love that. I love that you're so honest. You couldn't live without medical marijuana. You just couldn't do it.
No, well, no, 100%. My, you know, and I, as you know, we have a very big business here, a lot to take care of, and you know, medical marijuana and just marijuana in general really helps out. I don't do it all day every day. I kind of do it in the evenings, but it just really, really helps out overall. And helps the ticks out in a big, big way. And I actually speak to young people now, or younger people, not super young people, about this. And I've actually talked to my doctor about this, and they're doing a big study in Yale, you know, Yale University, about the Tourette's and about medical marijuana. And hopefully this study comes to fruition and has some positive impact numbers, and will help other people out as well.
I love that. I just love that you're so open about it, too.
Absolutely.
Before we get back to all this we have, I just have to tell you that Harvard, right here in my neck of the woods, does a newsletter for men. And guess what the front page of the new newsletter is?
I love
know the
boy.
Facts. You're so kind.
I know you're asking him.
Know the facts about CBD products. The extract from the cannabis plant is the hot new treatment for all kinds of ailments. Cautionary
you know
note.
But a buddy of mine.
Wait. Let me finish. But don't buy into it just yet. Oh, Mark, I'm so disappointed. And I've had
what,
the doctor
that
they're quote. This is in their Harvard's Men's Health Watch newsletter for October. And I have to tell you, I've had the doctor who they quoted on many times.
Right.
And I was so shocked to see some of his quotes, because in the early days, that was not the story he was sharing with all of us. So interesting how there's still this cautionary tale to CBD, and yes, there is a cautionary tale to CBD.
You know,
and yes, we have
silliness from old doctors. And,
silliness.
You know, we should just not read that paper anymore.
I just was very disappointed, because I was expecting this fabulous article sharing about all of the benefits, helping people sleep at night, helping with anxiety, helping people put a hold on their temper, helping people that have opioid addictions to maybe possibly get off the opioids slowly. We could go on and on and on. Yes, you must buy hemp products, CBD products that are have been tested. Every single legitimate company will give you their website, will give you a number on their product to make sure that the product that you're getting has been true and tested. And if it's not, and that's why it's important to know where you're getting your CBD from. If you can try and get it organically, if you can get it with a company that has grass standards, that would be great, and that's good. That's not grass smoking. That's good. Good. It stands for the association that regulates fine quality products. So anyway, that was just a little sidebar, a little upset. When we come back, we have to continue, because a Dallas Cowboy quits and starts a cannabis company. You have to tell us the story. We'll be back for that story and a lot more. I'm Frankie Boyer. He's Mark Oldman, partner at hemppublicrelations.com. And we will be back right here on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey in a few minutes, and stay tuned, because our new website, we're working on it. It will be up in the next few weeks, hopefully. Stay tuned for that. It will have most of the shows that we do on this show up online. Oh, how fabulous that will be. Stay tuned.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you suck, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. By the way, an update, Illinois will soon become the 11th state to fully legalize marijuana. And it's more than three times as many states now allow medical marijuana. And so it's starting to happen state by state. Interestingly enough, joining me today, because Mark Goldman has had his pulse on the CBD cannabis world for years. He is partner at Hemp Public Relations, hemppublicrelations.com. And we always talk about stories and breaking news and all kinds of fun things. And this story, though, with the Dallas Cowboys, this is a fascinating story, Mark. Welcome
back.
Absolutely.
First and foremost, thanks again for having me on. Secondly, we're going to talk about this Dallas Cowboy story. And then thirdly, I got a great new product I have to tell you about. I'm so excited about it. Anyway, former Dallas Cowboy and NFL star David Irving is pursuing a non-addictive and beneficial treatments for those who need them. And guess what? He recently quit the NFL, and he started a new business called the Cannabis Passport, which is extremely, extremely interesting. Is pretty much in response to the treatments he received as a player with prescription pain medications. He's really a big proponent of cannabis and the legitimate treatment of it. He started a brand new company called Cannabis Passport. So basically, this guy quits his NFL job, making millions and millions of dollars and doing whatever else to support the legalization of cannabis and hemp and starting a brand new company.
Well, I love what he said, because this is really important. He said he's anti-opioid,
right?
And which is what the NFL, which is what the NFL approves as their treatment. He's had multiple concussions and has chosen the right way to move ahead and heal. And healing the way of the NFL via prescriptions is not my way. I'm moving forward with a message for all athletes that's simply saying, research and understand the benefits of CBD and cannabis as an alternative to some otherwise seriously addictive prescriptions that can lead you down a dangerous path. And I love that.
I agree with you. I agree with him. I agree with you 100%. And definitely check out this Cannabis Passport. It's visually stimulating. It's a very cool product. And, you know, it looks kind of fun.
Absolutely. Okay. So what's the fun next
story? All right, so there's a new
story
company out in Los Angeles. It's called GrassFed, and people can find it at grassfed.la. And what they do is they're a premier creator and caterer of cannabis.
Yes, I saw this on television. Yes, I saw this. I was so excited.
So what they do is they have several five-course infused dinners in the Los Angeles area. Really makes for a great social event. They also have a innovative vape-only cannabis bar that combined with like a really cool electronic playlist and lots of fun. So they're going to various dinners and various parties out in the LA area and taking cannabis in, you know, food-related products and you know, having a great time. So I think a great idea, and for people in the Los Angeles area, definitely check out grassfed.la.
Love it. This is not the story, though, that I was thinking of. There's another story that was just featured in one of the magazine shows on television. I can't remember if it was, it doesn't matter. And they are serving food, and they're using, you can order, you have a separate menu. You have your food menu, and then you have your cannabis menu. I mean, you can sit there and order off the cannabis menu. You get two separate bills, one for the food, one for the cannabis. And I think there may be a combining of some food with the cannabis at some point as well. But for the most part, you can just go in and have cannabis at the cafe and the restaurant, or you can go in and have a meal. And so let's say that you didn't want to smoke, but your friend does.
Right.
Or a vape or whatever. You could, whatever you, in other words, they're going to make it accommodating for you.
I'll tell you what, I'm on their Instagram page now. You got to see some of these pictures of these social events that they plan. They're absolutely amazing. On Instagram, it's grassfed.la. It's very interesting. Very, very cool stuff.
Very fun. Very, very fun stuff. Wow. Wow. So let's should we talk quickly about, well, we just talked about the vaping scare and it's taking its
right.
toll. This is, I mean, I don't know. Do you think this is going to be considered legal as we go forth? I think it's illegal.
You know what,
I don't think it's.
The vaping thing is absolutely ridiculous. I've been vaping THC for over 2 years. It's great. I've never had any problems with it. The tobacco companies have been doing the vaping thing for over 10 years. And you know what? The government needs to leave this industry alone right away. They're going to be ruining business after business after business.
Well, they already have. They already have in mass. Yeah, they already have in Massachusetts. Hardworking people that have worked, that have put everything into their business, thinking that this was going to be the gold rush,
are
now crushed
and destroyed.
And all
these flavors really do help people on cigarettes quit the deadly cigarette and go to.
They do.
And really, really helps out.
Absolutely. I have a friend who is addicted to little mini cigars that are very expensive. She doesn't get them in this country. She imports them. She
right.
spends a bloody fortune. And she started vaping a few months ago, and she loves the flavored vapes, and she's no longer smoking these little cigars, so she's, like, so excited. And now it's being taken away from her because she lives in New York City. So,
you know, the problem
it's
is
crazy.
If they take away the flavors in the vapes, they're going to start taking away the flavors in alternative products, too. And they, you know what? They just need to leave these products alone that have been around for so long already and do the right thing.
I don't know if it's going to be legal, though. There's a lot of lawsuits that are pending, and
yep.
I don't know. I just don't know. Our last story, because then we've got to run, is a Pittsburgh police officer. Tell us a little bit about this story.
So Mayor Bill Pertuto, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, confirmed yesterday that a city police officer was, placed on leave. Basically, he was caught with medical marijuana in his system. And you know what? He has a state-issued medical marijuana card and was using marijuana for medical purposes only. So it's a really weird territory. He's kind of on leave right now. So, you know, what will the state do? Will they follow the federal law and say, you know, you're fired, you're gone? Or will they do the right thing and say, listen, it's legal here in Pennsylvania for medical marijuana, and this officer had every right to utilize it, and he should not be fired. Hopefully, you know what, the union gets involved and others get involved and save this guy's job. Police officers do great work for us, as everybody knows. And if this is legal for him to do, he should be allowed to do it.
I absolutely agree. I mean, this is where it gets so muddy in the laws around cannabis, because it just does. It gets really cloudy because the federal government classifies marijuana as a controlled substance, and its use is illegal under federal law. Yet,
exactly.
yet this man has a card saying he needs it for his well-being, and you know there is a very strict law that prohibits the use of marijuana for any police officer in the state of Pennsylvania. I don't know what you do. This is a tough one. I don't know how this is all going to play out.
And you know what? Any officer that is found using medical marijuana faces decertification by the Pennsylvania Municipal Police Officers Education and Training Commission, according to their policy paperwork, which is absolutely crazy. It's ridiculous. But, you know, come on, let this guy do his job.
I just don't understand that if you're going to start regulating that, how many police are actually, if they were to test police officers right now, randomly,
right.
How many of them do you think will be using cannabis? Seriously, how many of them in that force do you think are using cannabis? I think it's going to be a
majority.
It's going to be a high number. Yeah, it's going to be a
absolutely.
High number. Mark Goldman, always great. Thank you so much. We love our time together with you.
Absolutely.
Partner in Hemp Public Relations, and it's hemppublicrelations.com.
You got
I should have let you say it. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back in a moment. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. Another mother of pride. Now I know they got a job. If I had one wish, I wish it all come home. So we could all get stoned. I might as well get stoned.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. By the way, I just, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Just wanted to share with all of you that the increase in hemp acreage is crazy right now. It's in 2019, thanks to the 2018 Farm Bill, it translates to massive opportunities for farmers willing to invest in hemp cultivation and CBD product manufacturing. And in some cases, hemp farmers are pulling in $40,000 per acre compared to just $1,000 per acre for corn. Let me repeat that. $40,000 per acre. This is why this story of CBD and hemp is bigger than what we could ever imagine. Because industrial hemp could very well become the new frontier for building supplies, which we've talked about. They are already using a cement that's stronger than the cement that we use in this country made of hemp. So it's a fascinating story that is so fabulous, and it's also great for the environment. We're talking about sustainability. Sustainability. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. It's a wonderful, wonderful story all the way around. And I think we need to really and truly look at the total picture and not get bogged down by silliness, by really not understanding the entire CBD story. And now we're getting doctors and people talking about the importance of hemp, the importance of using hemp for sleeping, and using raw hemp and the raw ingredients. And so these farmers are positioned to finally, you know, many families lost their shirts. They lost everything. Everything. And now there's an opportunity to farm the land again, make some terrific money, and feed the soul of everybody. I just absolutely love the fact that this is happening. By the way, I just have to share with all of you that how many of you out there like peanut butter and almond butter? Well, there's a brand new, I just want to tell you about this. I just found out about it. There's a brand new organic almond butter and peanut butter. The company's called Gone Green, and they're making hemp-derived, 100% hemp-derived almond butter with CBD oil extract. They're making peanut butter, and they're making these fabulous organic butters with CBD in them. And I don't know about you, but I think that is just a fabulous, fabulous thing. And it's just so exciting because real food, real ingredients, and real results. And it's GoneGreenHemp.com, and you can find the products there. But they also do a coconut oil. They do wild, fabulous jungle peanut butter, and they do the almond butter. And again, these are all 100% organic. Imagine putting together your peanut butter with jelly. I don't do the sandwich anymore. I just do the peanut butter with the jelly, just with the spoon. I don't need the bread. I don't need the middleman. I'm telling you right now, there's no middleman when it comes to a peanut butter jelly sandwich for Frankie Boyer, because there is no sandwich. I don't do gluten, and I don't like the artificial gluten products. So I'm just going in with the spoon and just getting it good with the spoon. That's what I'm doing. So this is absolutely very, very exciting that you can get your peanut butter, because some people need a little something, something, something before you go to bed at night. You just need a little something. You want a little something before bedtime. Well, who wouldn't want a little peanut butter? Who wouldn't want a little teaspoon of almond butter, organic, with CBD in it? I mean, I think this is so brilliant. I just think this is brilliant. Now, do you want to keep it away from the kids? Absolutely. Of course you do. But if you have a child that is autistic, if you have a child that has certain autoimmune diseases, if you have a child that is ADHD, a lot of people are using small doses of CBD. What about putting the CBD with, what about putting the CBD peanut butter or almond butter or coconut butter as an alternative into their lunch basket? Huh? I think so. Their lunch bag. I think that could be quite exciting. By the way, I want to give a shout out to Dr. Sanjay Gupta. As much as I was disappointed with Weed 5, the new series on CBD, there were so many things that were not put into the show that I really would have liked to have seen. I congratulate him because he continues to become an educator for all of us and leading the way. And if you have not seen Hemp, the CBD segment of Hemp with Weed 5 on CNN, I think if you just Google it, you'll probably get it. You can download it and watch it. I think it's worth watching. I think it's important. And he also looks at, when he first began doing this, whole Weed 1 and 2, they used Charlotte. And Charlotte is the update about Charlotte. And it's interesting to see what's happened to Charlotte in the 6 years. 5 or 6 years. Anyway, hey, we are out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. See you next time. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile. When there are clouds
in the sky, you'll get. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.